Whatever your situation is that can be likened to this hog's pen, what you need to realize is that you don't have to stay there. Just begin to repent for the things that you have done that have not only displeased God, but has injured your inner man and your ability to be all that God's called you to be. So he repented. But look at what he did when he repented. It was a full repentance, because he didn't just do it surfacely, and he didn't just do it just to say something to his father. He recognized that not only had he sinned against his father's house, the instructions he had been given, but this thing went further than his earthly father. It went into the arena of offending his heavenly father, which shows again that he was reared in a Christian home, that he had the principles of God and had been taught these things. So he knew God for himself and realized that he had backslidden from God. And can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, when you backslide from God, you're going to backslide from mama, daddy, sister, brother, anybody else. When God has been done wrong, any and everybody else will be done wrong. Look at what the word says. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, putting God first, and before thee. Now look at what he's going to do now. He's going to tell his father, and am no more worthy to be called thy son, because I've shamed the family name, and I have brought down disgrace on this great name. I've not acted in accordance with who I am and or whose I am here and here. He's saying, I've not been the kind of son you could be proud of, and certainly God is not pleased with the choices I made and this life that I have messed up so badly. I'm not worthy to be called thy son. But look at what he says. He says, I want you to do something for me, though. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Now can I tell you what sin will do to you? It'll break you down so low, your self-esteem and your self-worth. Here he was saying, listen, disown me as a son, but hire me as a servant. Now why would he want to even work for his father? Because he knew his father was a just man, that he treated his servants right. I mean, all of the godly principles instilled in him, they were coming back to him. He knew he dealt well and righteous with his servants. So if he would just be a servant, it would be worth all that he has lost just to be back in his father's house as a servant and not even a son. Amen. He's coming back to all of this realization. Now look at this. The Bible says, verse 20, and he arose. Now, that's the first step in making the plan come to fruition. Because how many of us say in our heart and mind, I'm going to say this. When I get a chance to tell such and such, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say the other. You make your plans. You say to God, God, you know, if you bless me, Lord, I'm going to go and I'm going to do this. God blesses you, and then you get selective amnesia. Well, what happened to what you promised God when you were down and when you were out and when things weren't going your way? Lord, if you open this door, if you give me this promotion, God, I promise you, I'm going to give you my service. I'm going to give you my time. I'm going to give you my, I'm going to pay my, ooh, Lord, I'm going to pay my tithes, Jesus. I'm going to, ooh, I'm going to bless the pastor. Lord, just let me win this money. I'm going to, ooh, I'm going to give to the poor, all of that stuff. And then God opens up a door and you forget all that stuff you said. Well, I got to pay my bills first. I got to do this. But the first thing this man said was, now I have decreed it in my heart. Now I'm going to walk in that reality. And can I tell you, it's easy to say in your head, but it's hard to walk in your life. After he got it straight in his head and in his heart.
For my way, you're the...
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806, or call area code 225-774-8040, leaving your name, address, and order. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
The wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT. Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beaver Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16, 15, 16 says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Praise. God is our king. Robert Blue is running warm. My Lord and Savior, he's here in my life. This message with me, recorded as I speak. To my wife, to his family, and to all that we are here. People that are here, that are dirty, that are hard, that are milk. And also, my dear friend, all of us from Los Angeles, California. We're glad to have our children. Also, I'm glad to have Olan Reed here. Every time he comes, I go and hear a word, he sure will. Well, as I tell you every time, I live, I try to live what I see. So now that I'm in here now, I live up in there. But I let my life shine. Because I don't see those in there. And you don't have to tell me anyone else. Because that's our job. To go see. But he said he did it, though, in the church. And I told him, so we got to be glad to have Ron Lee and why he did come. He didn't tell me he was going to come. He was trying to make it go. So Ron Lee with him. Amen. God called for Ron Lee. He won't hear words now. He's been there to wipe up, but he's gone, but he's going to hear words.
go back in the days, old folks, where I was in, where I was in, I talk about the moment, and yeah, it was good old days. When we had our conversations on Christmas. It's cool that we're on Christmas. Conversations on the best of the week. We had to show, we had milk. We had to drink, we had to put water out. And we had to put the water up in there and put the sugar in. What a treat. And I let somebody out back there, so we all be trying to go. I'm scared to be going to Alabama, California. We all from Tuscaloosa. And we all came from, you know, families that were in the country. I'm just going to keep it real. Can I just keep it real? I'm not going to get up there and all those horses, beans, and all those stuff. I ain't got it. Because the Lord loves you. Y'all have to ask. I'm on borrowed time and some of us are on borrowed time.
Because he's so good on the outside. Come on, man. crying and all that. Let me tell you something. You got better be going bald headed like that. I'm bald headed from where with Negro. I said, I'm bald headed from where with Negro.
Yeah.